an outlet for these.
C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, putterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te rogna, piscia o lo ite va, ite bene, sempre baccalare del mare bene. Se ci picchia, bande se, baccalare, figlio mio.
Oh, mama, zooma, zooma, bacala. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, Trends This Week. Great being back. It was away. I went to Nepal. Yep. And, whew, what a trip, man. Kathmandu, Kathmandu don't. Whew. What a dirty place it is. Hardly any paved roads, dust everywhere, nothing green, man, or women. I don't want to be accused of being anti-me too, so I got to say, I can't say man anymore, hey man. I got to say hey man and hey women. Everybody's so uptight. Whew. Yeah. Anyway, potholes everywhere. I mean, you haven't seen potholes. These are dirt roads right in the middle of the city. All of Kathmandu, not one stoplight, not one stop sign. Yep, chaos. These narrow little streets, no sidewalks, people walking in the streets. Beep, 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 beep. Motorbikes, little cars, beep, beep, beep. Coming with inches of people. You try crossing the main roads, man, you got your life in your hands. And these little buses, whew, packed with people, you couldn't put a piece of paper between them. And kids hanging off the side doors. I say, man, they would never allow this to happen in America. Can you imagine kids like that hanging off and little kids running around 6, 7 years old, you know, without parents, like I used to do when I was in the Bronx. Can't do no more. And yeah, poof. But I had a great time. And went to see an old friend who's on a spiritual journey there. And went with Kenny Young. Kenny Young wrote, "Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby, is where I'll be." Don't you say baby. How dare you? Take that out of there. Cut that out of this song. Anyway, he's a cool guy. We had a great time. He lives in the UK. Spent a couple of days there. We both flew to Kathmandu. And wonderful trip. And nice people. Food, eh. You look at the menus of most of the places, like Chinese food, Italian food, and their food. Boy, and the women, they were building this new addition onto this Buddhist place close to where we were staying. And these women are carrying these bags on their back. Filled with bricks, they're easy 200 pounds, all bent over, putting the bricks, carrying the bricks up these stairs, and the guy's laying them, hardly any equipment at all, almost everything done by hand. So it was a great experience, and not a place I'd go back to, I don't think, but you never know. So here I am back with Trends This Week, and I guess a lot happened when I'd been gone. And mostly in the markets, of course. But as you well know, no surprises at all. Again, we were the first magazine, the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, to call the Trump rally in November 2016. We were the first to call the end of the Trump rally in February 2018. And 2 days before the markets hit their all-time high, on September 19th, we warned of an economic 9/11. Poof! And since that time, You see it. You got the NASDAQ down into correction territory. That means it's down about 10%. You got the S&P slumped into correction territory, down 10% since then. Things have bounced back a little bit recently in the last couple of days, but And of course, they're saying the Dow jumps today, for example, it's up almost 400 points on hopes of China and U.S. making progress on trade. And that's a lot of BS. Trade is not the issue that's going on over here. Again, you know, I'm no Trump supporter. I'm not a supporter of anything. I'm a supporter of what the facts show. I don't believe in people. I believe in actions. By their deeds you shall know them. And when it comes to Trump on trade, I'm 100% behind him. So now, for example, the reason why the markets are going up, the Chinese are saying that, well, we're going to cut those 40% tariffs that we have on U.S. automobiles. They have a 40% tariff on U.S. automobiles. The people should be applauding Trump for changing this lousy deal created by Slick Willie Slime of the Clintons. As I say, why do you think they pay him and Hillary $300,000 an hour to talk for the Goldman Sachs gang and all these other groups? It's called payback. You could hear them BS for free all day long. He's the one that brought China into the World Trade Organization. You go back and look at the data where China was before they came into the WTO, and they came in, by the way, 2 weeks after 9/11 when no one was watching it. A dirty deal. U.S. and European manufacturers sold the countries out by bringing their technology and production over to China so they could get their products made by slave labor people at that time and bring it back to their countries and mark up the prices so they could make more dough. Period, paragraph. China didn't steal U.S. and European technology. The slimers gave it away so they could make more money. End of story. You look at the data on China and where their GDP was in terms of relationship to the United States back in the late 1990s. Whew, way down there. Guess what? By 2023, they'll be 80% to the United States GDP. Go back to when they joined the World Trade Organization. 5% of their population was middle class. Today, how much? Well, about 35%. In other words, they have more middle class people in America, in China, than Americans' total population, plus another 100 million. So anyway, that's why they're saying the markets are going up. But the reality, as we see it, and you know the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself, it's interest rates, man. Oh, and women. I have to watch myself. Interest rates. The markets need more monetary methadone. It's the only thing that's propped them up. And just in the last couple of days, from the IMF, the International Mafia Federation, warning after warning of a global slowdown. And now they're saying, of course, even the United States is going to get hit by it. One country after another. Look what's going on over there in India. The central bankster just quit. They didn't raise interest rates again under pressure by Modi, the prime minister, because their economy is slowing down. They want that monetary methadone to keep flowing in. As trends researchers, we cover the world. Look what's going on in China. China's financial sector generated more than 80% of the country's total economic profits in 2015. And it's slowing down. You look at the Shanghai Composite, it's down into bear territory, down over 25%. What is China going to do? Well, financial reform will become urgent as its economy slows. Financial reform, dumping more money into the system. So they have long-standing problems in their financial sector. I mean, they're structural problems. You're looking at a debt-to-GDP ratio of about over 300. You know, good ones under 100. Take a look at China's GDP numbers. Panic of 08 level. That's right. Hey, what's going on over there in Japan? Well, the last quarter GDP down in negative territory, 2.5%. How come? All of that cheap money, negative interest rates. Can't make that stuff up. 10-year bond yield, negative. In other words, you buy the bond, you cash it in 10 years later, and you get less than what you paid for it. Who's going to do that? No thinking person. The government, that's who's been doing it. Artificially propping up the markets. So, all this talk about trade and tariffs, we don't buy it at all. It's interest rates. The globe cannot take expensive money. I'm not saying it's good or bad, by the way. I'm just saying what is. And the what is, as I mentioned, you just saw, for example, I mentioned the head of the central bankster over there in India quit under pressure from the prime minister not to raise interest rates again, which they did not, nor did they raise them up in Canada last week either. So, the pressure by the prime minister on the central bankster, same thing in USA. So here's the numbers. When you go back just to September, there was no doubt about it. The Federal Reserve coming out, making it clear, we're going to raise interest rates in December, and that'll be next week, by another 25 basis points. And again, when you're looking at the Fed's current overnight rate, it's only between 2 and 2.5%. That's after raising it several times in 2015. When you account for inflation, it's below inflation. So they're not raising them after December. I've been on record saying that they're going to slow down, going back now, for the better part of a year, if the market started to crash, and that's what's happening. The president has the power over Powell, the Fed chair. These people get to those positions because they bow down and suck up to get there. So they're only going to fight so much. And Trump has made it very clear that rising interest rates are not good for the economy because he's in the real estate business. And that's all it's about, particularly with Trump. It's about business. That's what the cat cares for the most. Fame and business. Ladies and gentlemen, the Presidential Reality Show. Can't make this stuff up. Can't make this stuff up. So now, from being very positive about raising interest rates 3 or 4 times, next year. Now, the latest numbers coming out for Fed Fund Futures. Let's see here. Interest rates again next year, a 33% possibility. It lifts rates only once. Markets are pricing in a mere 2% chance the Fed raises rates by the 3 times it indicated in September. 2%. So the markets are betting against, they're betting against rising interest rates. It's all about numbers. And the numbers are showing there's a global slowdown going on. And again, you look at the facts. Pick your country. Hey, how about Germany? Oh yeah, Germany. You know, they just saw weakening last quarter as well. It's one country after another. And then again, you look at the German markets. The DAX 600, that's down about 10%. The FTSE 100, down about 10%. Again, Germany's economy shrunk in the third quarter for the first time since 2015. You look at the emerging market stock indexes, they're down in bear territory over 25%. It's one after another. I mentioned Japan. They're in negative territory now with their GDP, and the Bank of Japan, again, they're buying up all that junk bond stuff. They're holding about $5 trillion worth of debt, which is bigger than the country's annual GDP. And then here in the States, look at the debt level people have. Over $13 trillion. So what's going to happen when interest rates go up? Hey, how about those home sales going down? Oh, which you're already seeing now when you look at new mortgage applications. Mortgage refinance applications, they're at an 18-year low. And that's, again, with the Fed raising rates a mere 25 basis points in September. And the volume on refinances is down 40%. And then you take a look at those home builders stocks. Again, bear market is down when it's down 20%. They're down over 30%. It's showing what the future looks like, and it doesn't look bright on the economic end. But again, they're money junkies. They're going to put more monetary meth into the system. End of story. They'll do what they want to do to juice it up. They're money addicts. They can never get enough. So the markets may go up now, and we even see a Christmas rally. But at some point, it'll change. And the reason it'll change is that the money's only going to the top. Look what's going on in France with the yellow vests. Interesting. You know who's behind the movement? You know who started it? Don't know. No one person. An organic movement started over the internet. And the kickoff point, of course, was rising petrol taxes. But that's not the real issue. The real issue is the declining middle class. People struggling to make ends meet. Disgusted with that little clown Macron, the cazzone over there. Their El Presidente, who gave tax breaks to the wealthiest, just like Trump did. Again, don't believe me. That's what the Tax Policy Center says. 86% of the tax cuts that Trump put through went to the 1%. It's either 82 or 86. This is how it's reported about the yellow vest movement in France. The uprising is mostly organic, spontaneous, and self-determined. It is mostly about economic class. It's about the inability to pay bills. The movement remains relatively unstructured. Christopher Goulet, a French geographer who has studied the demographics of the left behinds, said, quote, "The sociology of the people in revolt is the same. These are the people who feel endangered by the current economic model, which doesn't integrate the greatest number." And then what do they do over there this last week and the week before? They're on the Champs-Élysées in the richer areas in Paris demonstrating. And again, this is an uprising that started not in the major cities, but in the small towns. The partial sacking of Paris' rich tourism-dominated district last weekend was merely the physical expression of what all these movements feel deeply in the views of analysts. Quote, "Hatred of the winners in the global system symbolized by the urban elites." Yep. The urban elites right here in America. Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, three people, Buffett, Bezos, and Gates, got more dough than half of America's population combined. Yep, isn't that nice? And again, it's happening all over the world. They got revolts going over there in Brussels recently. Same reason. Tired of the rich owning everything and the poor getting poorer. Everyone's struggling but the big guys who they got all of the dough. As protest fires still smolder, Macron addresses France. And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll give you those tax breaks a little bit, but I'm not going to cut the ones for the rich. And I won't give you that petrol tax, but the people aren't buying it." It's going on around the world, mostly, except for one place, called the United States. Yep. Nothing going on here. Now they still believe in their political parties. As I mentioned, over there in Belgium, in the UK, Brexit, Italy, the Five Star Movement, Lega, in America, Republicans, Democrats. On Saturday, protesters in Brussels clashed with police who used tear gas and water cannons. About 40 people were detained. Quote, "We're suffering. The bills are too high. I have no vacations, no luxury, just taxes, taxes, taxes," said Ida Boremans, a cleaner who protested in Brussels on Saturday. Laisha Hallemans, a Belgian waitress who also took part in the demonstration on Saturday, said the system was stacked against people like her. Quote, "The less you earn, the more you pay in taxes," she said, sharing stories of older people going broke and hardworking friends unable to afford basic goods. It's going on all over Europe. Nothing here in the gutless states of America. I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. Save it, Jack. And Jill, gotta be equal. Yep. Off with their heads, 2.0. That's what you're gonna see. But not in America. Nah. Not in America. Not in America. The people will just keep doing what they do, taking it from the top, and no fight back. Very sad. Very sad. This is real, what's going on over there. People can't make ends meet. And it's no different in America. Boy, did you see these studies coming out on the burden of people who took out college loans and the difficulties they're living with and the lousy jobs that they've gotten? 32% of the jobs from college graduates don't require a degree. The average debt load around $30,000. Others owe hundreds of thousands of dollars. For what? Mostly degrees in worthlessness. Hey, did you get that one in gender studies? How about history? I want to be an English teacher. Yeah, great. Now, this is real. The implications are going to be far-reaching. It's time for a new party in America. It's party time. Get up, boogity, boogity, boogity shoe. Yeah. Time for a new direction. And one of those directions in our latest trends journal, blockchain democracy, a top trend for 2018. Let the people vote. We the people, not a bunch of little politicians. If they could do it in Switzerland, we can do it here. Oh, the people are too stupid. Yeah, sure. Pelosi's smarter. So is little Chucky Schumer. Yep. Forgot about Paulie Ryan. Mitch McConnell. Yeah, we the people are too stupid. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to be back in a couple of minutes. I'm going to take a little break now. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Known as a gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
Heidi Boghossian, co-host of Law & Disorder Radio. Tune in Wednesdays at 5 p.m. to hear timely analysis on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, the right to dissent, and even practices of torture by the U.S. government and private corporations. Our guests are leading authorities in their fields from around the country and sometimes internationally. They include authors, lawyers, activists, scholars, and many more. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on the Progressive Radio Network.
PRN.FM, your station for progressive viewpoints on politics, economics, health, the environment, and a whole lot more. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
It's the musician, and he's got the instrument in his hand. If you marry the musician, he will come and he will go, and he will always be playing in the band.
Oh, yeah. Always playing in the band. Wow, what vibe that cat had, huh? Whew. Louis Prima and Keely Smith. They were great. Hey, we got a call from Randolph up there in Canada. Hello, Randolph.
Hello, Mr. Salenti. I wanted to ask you, what would happen if... You see, I don't think individual countries like France, they're running into these big problems. I don't think they can solve the problems just individually. What was probably needed is, like, when a war starts, allies get together and they organize. What is needed is actually trade and commerce, not wars. And countries would get together to try to figure out what it is that they want to do and accomplish for the next 10 to 15 years. So each country would, in other words, produce what the worldwide economy wants and purchase whatever the things they need. And in other words, individual countries on their own, it's sort of just like a crap shot. Everybody wants to sell, but nobody wants to buy. But they need a type of idea that is 10 and 15 years, because in 15 years, a new generation of people, children are growing up. They need jobs for these people. And unless there's something organized where they know where they're going and what they... In other words, this Chinese idea of the Silk Road and one tire, one road seems to me a very good idea, because they're going into countries that are fairly well destitute, and they cannot do anything. So what happens? People immigrate. But if there was something saved by the United Nations, I mean, most of the civilized countries are part of the United Nations. If they could you know, say, okay, well, we have X number of students, and so we're going to support universities. We have hospitals. In other words, the entire nations of the world would benefit from this instead of having poverty and destitution. So I'd like to know what you...
Well, first of all, you mentioned the UN and governments. Tell me one thing the UN has done positive. Oh, I know. They declared war against Libya. That was a great one, wasn't it? You're talking about governments getting together and making 10-year plans. Show me any government in the Western world that has done anything positive to improve the lives of we the people. Minimal or next to nothing. Number two, who benefits by global trade? The multinationals. That's who. Oh, yeah, we got to make those multinationals even more multinational. I was talking about China before. China's going to be hit with a huge debt crisis. They got $30 trillion worth of debt. You go back 22 years ago, the total was $900 billion. $900 billion to $30 trillion. Do you know what you mentioned China's Silk Road, the Run Road Initiative? It's brilliant because the business of China is business while the business of America is war. But they're also exploiting a lot of these very poor nations that you mentioned, by building ports and roads and railroads and building up enormous debt. So there's big blowback against that. Just happened in Malaysia, as a matter of fact, with the new prime minister that came in and stopped the Chinese deal that put the country deep in debt. And then let's look at what, as I believe, you're up there in Canada. That's a pretty big place up there. You got a lot of natural resources. Woo! And a lot of vacant land. Not a lot of people, but a lot of great human and natural resources. You have enough to feed, clothe, and put to work everybody there, probably plus five. Going back to China, you know what their vision is? Besides the One Road Initiative, self-sustaining economy. That's what they're working for. And I believe in self-sustaining economies. When I was a young man, before the days of killing all of the antitrust acts, Robertson, Patman, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, you know what they used to have? Things called hardware stores that local people owned. Every neighborhood virtually had one. Stationery stores before the days of Staples. But now, hey, you got Lowe's and Home Depot. And all those people that used to work for themselves now could get a lousy job with one of them. So when we talk about trade, the trade-off is we're enriching the already enriched. I hear people talking about buy local, buy local, buy local. How about buying national? Before Bill Clinton sold us out, we used to make our shirts, our shoes, our computers, and our TV sets. And now, over 90% of the shirts, shoes, and pants we wear, the clothing, comes from overseas. So when you talk about making multinational agreements, it's only helping the multinationals. And anybody else that wants to call, please do so. 888-874-4888. And talking about multinationals and who makes all the dough, hey, did you see that latest report that came out? Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful report. Should make every American proud as can be. Yep. United States sells more armaments than any other country. They don't even come close to us. That's right. U.S. dwarfs rest of the world in arms production. The latest report on the global arms trade concludes that the United States dominates the production and sale of arms. Arms to blow off arms, blow off heads, and blow up bodies. Hey, what's going on over there in Yemen? What's a Yemen? The U.S. is not only in leadership position, but dominates the entire rest of the planet combined. Yep. Isn't that great, huh? Heil America! Hey, how about occupying some peace? What are you talking about? Peace on earth? Goodwill toward men? Oh, no, it's Christmas time. I forgot. Only could talk about Black Friday. Oh, we got to change that name. I say that's racist, calling it Black Friday. Yeah. Let's really be dumb about everything. Peace on earth. You think there's any celebration? And again, I'm not playing any religious cards here. Yeah. I went to Catholic school. And Sister Marie Rose, may she rot in hell, grabbed me by my little blue tie and beat the hell out of me, perforated my middle ear, broke my eardrum. I was a great athlete, a little kid, 10 years old. I was water skiing. I could go to these ships' wakes in the Hudson River back in the day on one ski with just a belt around my waist that I could no longer get my ears wet. But I'm just thankful Father Foley was a ladies' man. So when I'm talking about Christ, I might have an agenda over here. But Christ, the Prince of Peace, no one in the major media talks about that at all. It's Christmas time. Just buy a lot of stuff. And let's forget what the meaning is. So going back to the good old U.S., we also saw Trump come out. Yep. Just on Monday, Trump said that the Pentagon's call for spending increases, the levels were, quote, already crazy, end quote. Hey, that cat knows what crazy is, man. Anyway, he said that he didn't see the 2020 military budget exceeding $700 billion. But then he met with our wonderful, wonderful defense secretary, James Mad Dog Murderous Mattis. Yeah, did a great job over there in Fallujah and Iraq, didn't he? Yeah, just destroyed the place when he was in charge. And you read his quotes, man. Whew. Is Bellevue still taking in the insane? So after meeting with him, and again, this is entirely against what this country was founded upon, the military taking over the government. Now, Trump will support a $750 billion defense budget. Hey, how are those trains there in New York, huh? Another day in Calcutta, or a night in Calcutta when you're in the subway. No money for we the people. Oh, I talked about student loans. Oh, did you see the reports about all these clown presidents of these colleges with their $1 million-plus salaries? Now, don't put the money into education. Don't put it into health care. Don't put it into improving the air, water, and food. Don't put it into helping we the people. Give it to the military-industrial complex. Give it to them so they can murder more people around the world. And again, go back to the midterm elections in the USA or the USSSA. Now, one of these little political clowns in the Democratic or Republican Party had a peep about peace or a mention about war. Nope. Just identity politics. So those are the facts. Occupy Peace. Go to OccupyPeace.com. Put your money where your mind is. We have big plans coming up, but we need your help to make them happen. But again, in the United States, there are no movements. The people aren't protesting. Oh, I forgot. Put on your pink pussy hat and go out one day and and then go home. Yeah, that's it. They had a women's march in the Pentagon a couple of months ago. Cindy Sheehan, wonderful woman, was one of the leaders of it. Several hundred people showed up. We had more people here when we launched Occupy Peace in Colonial Kingston, and Cindy Sheehan was here as well. It's time. The people are ready. Again, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brushfires of freedom in the minds of men and women, said Samuel Adams. Oh, and I forgot. All you liberal, lovely, lying, cowardly Democrats, you just brought in 11 more from the military intelligence complex to become your congressmen and congresswomen. Yep, even people from the CIA. We need a new way, and the new way for us is blockchain democracy. Let we the people vote on the major issues. If we could bank online, we could vote online. If we could send trillions of dollars across the world in milliseconds by banks, blocked, won't be hacked, you could do it with voting system. And what do we got here? It's E from Edgewater. Hello to E. Yep. Here today, gone tomorrow. No more E. So anyway, moving on to other issues of importance that will affect the future. Oh, by the way, we just sent out a preview of our top trends for 2019. And what a list it is. It's a, again, history before it happens. You won't find it anywhere else, any place, anyhow. Some really great, well, one of them, of course, is the economic 9/11 that we're forecasting. And you see the why it will happen and why it won't. There's a number of issues behind it. It's not that clear. The only thing, again, that we think will stop it is if they don't raise interest rates. Period. Paragraph. So that's one of the stories, and there are many more of the top trends for 2019. Human waves 2019. Migrant refugee crisis. You ain't seen nothing yet. America, Puritan 2.0, censorship 2019, bye-bye boomers, ready to explode. Bet you don't know what that one's about. Well, it's about the obesity and overweight epidemic in the United States, the people who are eating, how they're living, and how much it's going to cost us, and the entrepreneur opportunities to address this issue. Get high, get healthy. More about that marijuana and hemp industry. And where is it going? And how to cash in on it. It's going to be huge. Again, if the planet could feed us, could it heal us? No, you need synthetic drugs, Slenty. Of course it can. Blessed are the geeks. Well, the King James Bible got it wrong. They had in there, blessed are the meek. They got the G and the M mixed up. It's not the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. Big time. You know, I saw you, I was in Nepal. What a trip. Seeing these Buddhist monks all dressed up in their red, you know. With their smartphones at their heads. Doing their prayers out in front of the stupa. Looking at their iPads. And it's everywhere. You go out, little kids, infants, virtually, glued to a device. People walking around everywhere. The thing stuck to their ears. The geeks have inherited the earth. And another one is dying brands. Bye-bye brands, a lot of them. And what to do about it, the opportunities that exist, those are only some of the issues and what we explore, what we're looking at in the top trends for 2019 to prepare, prevail, and prosper. Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. History before it happens. That's right. Time magazine, yeah. Last week's news tomorrow. Your apps know where you've been. You can't keep a secret. The millions of dots on the map trace highways, side streets, and bike trails, each one following the path of an anonymous cell phone user. The big story in Monday's New York Times. Smartphones. Boy, that's an oxymoron. Smartphones. Oh, yeah, they really made us smarter. Yeah, just ask Alexa. You don't have to know how to spell. Just when you say Y-O-U, just say you. Don't know how to add. They'll tell you how. Smartphones. Just read this article, man. Oh, women. Got to be proper here. They know everything that you're doing. I don't carry one. Don't have one. And, of course, there's all of those waves, too, you know, that are hitting the body. And all those studies that came out and showing how deadly they are. Yeah, they're only deadly on rats. Yeah, not on you. I won't carry one. And now the 5Gs, yeah, that's going to be a wonderful trip. So rather than the cell towers, you'll have one outside your door on a telephone pole or whatever they're going to stick it on near your neighborhood. That's another big story in the Trends Journal, history before it happens. Hardly anybody's talking about that 5G. Of course, they're talking about it on PRN, Progressive Radio Network. Wonderful what Gary Null and his staff are doing to give people all the information that they're not getting from other places. And again, we're moving into a new year. And when you look at the media, you know what they're going to talk about? Oh, this is what happened last year. This is what we did last year. This was about last year. You know why they can't look into the future? They're too damn stupid. That's why. Look at the news. Worthless. Worthless. You go to the Cartoon News Network, what do you see? Sentencing underway for Trump former fixer. Pelosi questions Trump's manhood, according to aide. This is the dumb stuff they have. Not a word about Yemen, not a word about the murders, not a word about anything of any interest that could help you survive and thrive in the year ahead. But if you read the Trends Journal, you will. Trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com, history before it happens. And of course, Progressive Radio Network. What a wonderful job. Great people on these shows. You can't find this information on any other network other than Progressive Radio Network. And again, it's up to you to make a change happen. I'm so sick and tired of people giving BS excuses why they can't make things happen. Well, it's inappropriate for a country that wants bullying zones, no bullying zones. You got to wait until you get out there. Then you got to learn how to fight and protect yourself. No bullying zones. Again, I kept saying to Kenny Young, my buddy who wrote Under the Boardwalk when we were in Nepal, can you imagine these kids, if they, you saw kids doing what they're doing here in America, the parents would be under arrest. You got little babies that keep staying babies. No fight back. Oh, I believe in this political leader, and I believe in that one. You know why? Because I don't believe in myself. I've been appropriately brainwashed in school over all those years not to think for myself. But of course, the people on Progressive Radio Network think for themselves. So think for yourself. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men and women. So occupy peace and love, joy and beauty, and liberty. And again, the new Trends Journal is coming out, the top trends 2019. You won't find them anywhere else. It'll help you prepare, prevail, and prosper. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you, those who've called. I didn't get to some of them. And we'll be back next week with more trends. Figgy mia cutterara, mamma me pansaccia tu. Sette rogna biscia o lo ite va, ite bene sempre baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia bandese baccalare.